I'm David Teasdale for CJMQ 88.9 FM, and I'm very pleased to be speaking with the Honorable Mary Claude Bibeau, Minister of Agriculture and Agri-Food for the Federal Government of Canada. Welcome to CJMQ, Madame Bibeau.
Thank you.
How are you doing in these trying times?
Well, it's quite busy, I should say. I work from home from very early to very late every day, but always in communication with the leaders of our community, with my colleagues, obviously, trying to make, you know, the best programs in place to support the people and the businesses in need because of the COVID-19.
Yes, I imagine it's quite a challenge to keep on top of all the changes, the updates, and there's been so many from the federal government.
Yes, we're trying to. The first measures that we have put in place were meant to support the greatest number of people and the greatest number of businesses. And we said from the beginning, it's not going to be perfect because we're, you know, acting so fast, but we will adapt. And this is what we are doing, and people have started receiving the Canadian Emergency Response Benefit this week, and the businesses can benefit from different kind of support, including the wage subsidy up to 75% for those who have lost more than 15% of their revenue in March. So we're really trying to make it as easy as possible to make sure that everyone is able to pay their rent or their mortgage and pay their grocery. This is really top of mind for us. And then next step will be to be supporting some specific sectors, like, for example, the food sector, which is definitely another essential services. And our farmers need to be reassured so they can, you know, go out and work being confident that their government is there to support them. And the biggest the challenge they have right now is around having the sufficient workers in the farms, in the food plants. So I would encourage anyone who's available in good shape to offer their services in the food sector.
Some of the challenges have been providing food, making sure that there's enough food in the grocery stores. There are still some shortages of some things. Is that due mostly to being able to transport it?
It's a disruption, I would say, that was first due to the change in the way people are doing their groceries. So you remember maybe 3 weeks ago, there was a big, big rush in the groceries. That was not, you know, we didn't have to do that. And it created a lot of disruption. And it sent some wrong signal to the producer that we needed more milk. So they increased the production. And then, oops, the restaurant closed. And there's no more, you know, as much need for pizza cheese and Putin cheese, for example. So there's really a disruption in the demand right now. And the producers are trying to adapt as best as they can, but it cannot be done overnight. But we have a very strong system, and they will adapt. So I would say that to consumers, the important thing is to keep a regular pace of buying. So we don't go to the grocery every 2-3 days like we used to. We might go at once a week, but keep a regular pace, and it will help the system, you know, manage the supply as well.
What do you see as the biggest challenges coming up over the next few weeks?
Having sufficient workers in the essential services, and once again, I'm very preoccupied as the Minister of Agriculture in having enough workers in our farms to be there for the seeding planting season up till the end to the harvesting season. This is very important. And all through the food supply chain, in our food processing plants, we need employees. And I know that the entrepreneurs are making sure, are right now, you know, organizing the work environment to put in place some measures to protect their employees. And sometimes it means not having the same number of employees on the floor, and it has obviously an impact in the production. So everybody's trying to get organized to make sure that the workers are safe and they can, and that we will have, you know, all the good and a big variety of products on our shelves.
is part of the challenge because a lot of the workers come from outside of the country?
It's part of the challenge, especially here in Quebec. There will be a delay and maybe not as many foreign workers as usual. So we have put in place very, very strict measures to protect the health of Canadians and the health of the workers, obviously. So the farmers have to put in place to make sure that their foreign workers will strictly follow a 14-day isolation period before they can start working. So obviously it's a challenge for our farmers right now. Workers are arriving, but with the support of Ferme Québec, which is the organization in charge of the logistics, they are putting in place the right measures to allow their workers to do this 14-day isolation period in a safe manner. And then, you know, it will be to the benefit of everyone. So we are doing that, making sure it protects our community and that we have a good number of workers in the field as soon as possible.
It does sound like a big challenge, especially given the times that we are in, people trying to maintain the distance that has been prescribed by the government and yet being able to do the work. I imagine that a lot of that takes a lot of coordination between different levels of the government and also representatives from the farming industry. Is that right?
Oh, yes, you're right. And we are in constant collaboration. I speak to my provincial counterparts at least once a week. But I would say with the Minister Lamontagne, it's almost once a day. And every day we have conversations with representatives of the different sectors of the industry. I do it here locally as an MP, and I do it obviously nationally. So this is why I'm spending so much of my time over the phone, to make sure that I understand the challenge as well, and that I explain to the stakeholders, the partners, what measures we're putting in place. And as I said, we have started with measures which were focusing the largest number of businesses, and we will soon come to more specific measures to support essential services, including the food industry.
So there'll be other announcements to come in the future on other programs?
Oh, yes, we are. We know the challenges are important, and we will get more specific in the coming weeks for some sectors who face special needs.
Of course, you are the Member of Parliament for Compton Stanstead. Do you have a special message for the people of the Eastern Townships?
I would say, well, stay in touch with your family, especially for this Easter weekend. Don't forget to call your parents, your grandparents, your uncle, and all of those who you think might be alone these days. And once again, if you are healthy and available, think about offering your services to the local food bank or to the farmers in the region.
Now, if someone was interested in doing that, how would they get in touch with the proper people?
There's the le centre d'emploi agricole that you can connect with, and Centraide Estrie, Moisson Estrie are also organizations who are supporting, you know, different more local organizations. So if you don't know which one is closest to your home, you can call one of these organizations and they will put you in touch with the best, you know, organization that could fit your abilities.
That's really good to know, because I do know of a lot of people who are having a lot of spare time now. Go figure. And would like to contribute to being part of the solution. Have I missed touching on something that you would like to cover?
Maybe I should just say visit the website canada.ca on a regular basis. You will find all the right and reliable information. So canada.ca. And if there are people who don't have access to internet and who are eligible to the Canadian Emergency Response Benefit, the phone number is 1-800-959-2019. So 1-800-959-2019.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with the Honorable Mary-Claude Bibeau, Minister of Agriculture and Agri-Food, the Member of Parliament for Compton-Stanstead. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today, and also for all the work that you and your government have been doing over the past weeks to help keep Canadians safe and help us get through these trying times. I wish you all the best, and I hope that you keep safe.
Thank you very much, and don't forget that we are never further than the telephone. You can reach out with my team anytime.
Yes, your team is always very accessible and very helpful. I want to thank them as well.
Thank you very much. Have a good, happy Easter.
You too. Happy Easter.